Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. This is the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 58. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. This episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast is brought to you by Entrepreneur Architect Academy, a community of like-minded architects seeking to take their small firms to greater success. Membership at Entrepreneur Architect Academy includes the live weekly video conference where the members and I meet each week to discuss a specific topic on business, leadership, or life. And we work together to help each other and support one another and learn to be better architects. And it includes a private member community where during the week, members post and communicate and share information in a protected forum. Members receive free access to all the products offered by Entrepreneur Architect now and into the future for as long as they're members of the Academy. And in 2015, there will be much, much more. There will be at least 10 new video courses breaking down the fundamentals of business and how to be more productive as a small firm business owner. So, if you're interested in learning more about Entrepreneur Architect Academy, please visit entrearchitect.com/academy. So happy, happy new year. I hope everybody had a fantastic holiday and a very, very happy new year. You've probably noticed some silence over at the blog and here at the podcast. We had a little bit of action and activity over there, but I took some time off during Christmas and the new year break to organize and focus and plan and get my life in order. And I set some really big goals for myself and my firm, Five Cat Studio, and for us here at Entrepreneur Architect. So It's much of what I'm working toward this year is to be more proactive in delegation and automation, both at Five Cat and Entrepreneur Architect. I'm building and improving my systems and hiring virtual staff to free up more of my time to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. I want to take Five Cat Studio to the next level, and I want to take Entrepreneur Architect to the next level. So that's a lot. How am I going to do that? How about you? Have you set goals? Have you planned for 2015? I set 10 goals in my areas of my life, in all the areas of my life. You know, I'm a big fan of Dave Ramsey. He's the financial guy. He's the author of The Total Money Makeover and Entree Leadership, two excellent books. Total Money Makeover was how Anne Marie and I got out of debt. You did the debt snowball and worked our way to debt zero. So if you're looking for a way to get out of debt, go buy Total Money Makeover and learn how to do that. Entree Leadership is a fantastic book about business and all the lessons that Dave Ramsey learned in his own company, brought it down, put it into a book. You can get it in audiobook. It's a fantastic listen, great book to listen to. And Dave Ramsey talks about Zig Ziglar's Wheel of Life. Zig Ziglar has passed away, but he was a motivational speaker and talked a lot about how to set goals. And he talked about his Wheel of Life. He talked about setting goals in each of your specific areas of your life. So you want to set goals in your financial life. If you're in debt, maybe one of your goals is to get out of debt. EntreeArchitect.com/debt0. I wrote a post about it. You can set goals in your financial life. You want to set goals in your spiritual life, and not necessarily religious. In my case, I am religious. But you want to set spiritual goals. You want to set social goals and intellectual goals and career goals and physical goals and family goals. So there are seven areas in your life that you should be setting goals in. And I set goals in each one of these areas in my life. And I wrote them down because that's important. You want to write down your goals. You don't want to just think about them and let them fall off into the sunset and never remember them again. You want to write them down. And I wrote them down by hand with a pen and a piece of paper. And then eventually, once I refined them, I did put them in Evernote because I look at them every morning before I start working. And I'm going to do that every day in 2015. 5 days a week, I'm going to sit down before I start working. I'm going to review my goals. And under each goal, I have the next task that I need to do to accomplish that goal, to move one step closer to that goal. So I have the next step. And it's not an entire action plan. It's just the next action. Not an entire action plan. That's overwhelming when you have to sit down and figure out how am I going to accomplish the goal step by step by step by step. You don't need to do that. You just need to know the next action. The author, Michael Hyatt, he wrote the book Platform, How to Get Noticed in a Noisy World, michaelhyatt.com. He likens accomplishing goals like driving on a dark road. You know, you don't really know where the road's going to take you because you kind of mapped it out and you planned for that. But you in the dark, if you're driving in the dark on a dark road, you can only see as far as your headlights, right? So you only need to get as far as your headlights can shine. And when you get there, then you continue down the road as far as your headlights shine there as well. And you'll eventually get to your destination. Goals are very similar. You want to set the next action. That's it. You don't want to get overwhelmed with all the different steps on how you going to accomplish it. Just do the next action. And then when you accomplish that, what's the next action? Then you accomplish that, what's the next action? And that's how you do it. You just set the goals, decide the next action, and execute. Yes, execute. Execution is the most important part of setting goals. It's great that we set goals, right? It's beautiful. It looks really good. You can format them in Evernote. They look really fancy. If you don't execute them, they're not worth anything, right? The people who set goals, let's put it this way, the people who set goals are going to be significantly more successful than the people who do not set goals and write them down. Because remember, that's important. You want to write them down. We who set our goals, because there are people out there laughing at us. Why they set their goals? They never accomplish them. And I'm not talking about resolutions because I don't do resolutions. I do goals. You want to write them down and we're going to be more successful than the people who don't set goals. If you don't execute, your list of goals are going to be useless, right? They're just another disappointment, just another list, right? If your list of goals are not executed upon, they're just another list. You might as well just put them on the list with all the other lists that we have, right? So Create your goals, write them down, next action, and then execute. So I have a lot to get done, and I am going to accomplish all my goals in 2015. And they're pretty big goals, because when you set goals, you want to set them just above where you feel comfortable. You don't want to set them where you feel comfortable and you know you're going to hit them. You want to set them just above where you feel comfortable, because you can get there. You know you can. You just need to do that. So how am I going to accomplish these 10 goals? Here's how. The first thing is you need to find your purpose, right? You need to find your purpose, because that is what all these goals are about, right? So your family goal may be getting home to dinner with your family every night, right? What's your purpose for that? Why are you doing that? What's your why? So you want to find your purpose, set your goals, and then find your one thing. Your one thing is your purpose, right? Find your one thing every day. What's your one thing? Every moment of your day, what's your one thing? I'm reading a great book by Gary Keller. He's the co-founder of Keller Williams Real Estate. The book is called The One Thing. It is a fantastic book. For years, I've been setting goals and writing plans, and that's important. But what's important is the one thing. And in that book, he asks the question, what is the one thing you can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? I want to let that sink in. What is the one thing you can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? That's what you should be doing. And he talks about it at the macro level, which is your purpose, right? What's the one thing? What is the one thing? What's the one thing in your life such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? That's your purpose, right? What's the one thing in your life such that by doing it, everything else in your life will be easier or unnecessary? And then he talks about it down further, right? He talks about it. What's the one thing that you can do this year such by doing it, everything else gets easier, right? So now you have your purpose is the big thing. Your whole life is this one thing. Then this year, your goal for that one thing. What is the one thing that you can do this year such that by doing it, everything else is easier? And you can do it in all of those seven areas of your life. What's the one thing in each one of those areas of your life that if you did it, everything else would be easier or unnecessary? And what's the one thing you can do this week such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary, right? So now you have these yearly goals. We set them for 2015. Now every week, what is the one thing in each one of those areas? What is the one thing that you need to be doing this week to accomplish your goals, to accomplish the big one thing, right? So what are you going to do this week such that by doing it, everything else is going to be easier unnecessary? Then it breaks down even further. What is the one thing you can do today such that by doing it, everything else is easier or unnecessary? And what is the one thing you should be doing right at this moment such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Am I doing my one thing right now? Your one thing. You need to figure that out and your success will come. What's your one thing at the big, big macro level? And what's your one thing at your micro level right now? My one thing right now is speaking into this microphone and trying to help you be more successful. That's my one thing right now at this moment. And you will find your purpose. Your priorities will align and you'll be more productive if you find these one things, because you're working toward your one thing. I think I may have mentioned the School of Greatness podcast in the past with Lewis Howes. unbelievably inspirational podcast. If I haven't mentioned it, I'm mentioning it here. The School of Greatness by Lewis Howes. This week, he interviewed Eric Thomas. He is an author and a motivational speaker. And oh my goodness, what a motivational speaker. What an inspiration. Excellent podcast episode. I'll link it up on the podcast show notes. But Eric Thomas, he has a famous quote. He created a video, or he was doing a speech to a group of high school students, and he was being recorded. He didn't even realize he was being recorded. And in that speech, which was amazing, it's on YouTube. I'll link that up. He said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you will be successful. When you succeed as bad, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. You need to need it bad. You need to work. You need to work harder. Work harder. And I know we are working our tails off. I am working my tail off. But we need to work harder. And we need to work smarter. We need to find the information to succeed. We need to surround ourselves with the people who are succeeding. We need to get out of our studios and meet the people that we need to meet. We need to hustle. We need to work harder. And if you don't have enough work, you need to get out of your studio and go get more work. We need to speak to everyone we know and ask them if they have any jobs. Ask them if they know any leads. Do they know anybody who's looking for architecture? That's how you get more work. You need to let the world know that you are an architect and that you want to do their project. You want to call your former clients. You want to call your friends. You want to call your neighbors, your business associates, your consultants. You want to talk to everybody you know. You want to schedule lunches. You want to attend network meetings. You need to work your tail off. You need to work harder. If you don't make enough profit, you don't make enough money, you need to learn what you need to do. You need to go out and figure out what's wrong, and you need to educate yourself. You need to read books. You need to watch YouTube video courses. You want to talk to people who are profitable, who are doing it, who know what they're doing. Talk to them. Go out there and figure it out. Surround yourself with successful people, and it will rub off. You will learn what you need to do to be more profitable. Another great book about money, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. When I start talking about money, that's the book that comes to mind. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. It's about rich people, and it's about how rich people think. They think differently than the rest of us. It's interesting how they think, because they don't think, they think in terms of opportunity and how to invest your time, and the time that you invest is going to lead to other money. You basically the one thing. What's the one thing? So, and you don't even need to hire anybody. You don't need to spend any more money. You just need to get out there and find out what you need to know, right? And then execute. Execute. That's what I said before. We need to execute. We need to work harder. You know, the goals that we're talking about, they're really important. Knowing your purpose, incredibly important. It'll help you guide through everything else. Writing your plan, business plans, and life plans, very, very, very important. But nothing is more important than execution. You need to work harder. And I'm not saying you need to work longer, right? You need to work smarter. No TV, no internet, no email. You want to focus on that one thing. You want to discipline yourself to sit down and work and execute. Not just work, but execute. Get things done. Complete the task at hand. The one thing. The most important thing that needs to be done right now to make everything else easier or unnecessary. Do it right now. You need to work harder, work smarter. And if you're honest with yourself, you know that I'm right. You know that you're not working as hard as you should be. And yes, I know you're stressed out and you're overwhelmed and you got so many things going on, how many hours of TV are you watching? How many hours are you spending on the internet, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram? How many times do you check for that endorphin rush when you get a reply or a retweet on Twitter? How many times do you do that every day? How many hours do you spend sorting your email every morning? Sorting through hundreds of emails, looking for that one or those five important messages. How many hours? Add them up. Because I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to me. I struggle every day. I'm not as successful as I want to be. And we struggle. I have 5 cats, and personally, we struggle paying our bills. My health has deteriorated from stress. I struggle. But I'm finding my way. I'm working harder, and I'm working smarter. I don't watch TV. I cut it out, and I gained an extra day's worth of time. Add it up. Do the math. Check it out on the blog. I've written about it. If you add up 3 hours a day, it adds up to an entire day. You can get an extra day if you stop watching television, if you watch 3 hours a day. And I schedule myself. I limit the internet. So I have certain times of day where I'm checking my email and doing my social media. And I break it. You know, I don't do it all the time, but I schedule it. I schedule my day so I know what I'm doing and when I'm going to do it. It helps me. It helps me do my social media and do my emails. It helps me stay focused on my one thing. And I am focused. And I am working harder. And I am working smarter. I make smarter decisions. I am sleeping. I am exercising. I am blogging and podcasting and writing newsletters. And I'm building the Entrepreneur Architect Academy and working with the members who want to grow with me. I planned my year and I set my goals. I found my purpose and I found my one thing and I am working my tail off. At 5 Cat Studio, my residential architecture firm, I am hustling. I'm hustling for new work. You know why? Because we just lost 2 big projects that were going to cover our whole year. We had 2 giant residential projects that were going to cover our year. And they went away a couple of months ago. They went away within 1 month. They just priority shift and they went away. And went away with all those fees. Those fees are gone. And our project list now is shrinking. And many of our current projects are in construction. So what does that mean? That means the pipeline is empty. So now I need to go out and find more work. Very quickly. I have a family to feed. I have people to pay. I have bills sitting on my desk. The fees from those big projects never came in. The money's not there. I have to work harder. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. And as hard as you're working, I know you are, you need to work harder. You need to work smarter. And that doesn't mean that you need to work longer. You know, I've committed myself to myself. And I've committed myself. I should commit myself. But I've committed to myself and to my family that I'm going to be home for dinner every night. And I'm going to pick up my kids from swim practice every night. And I'm going to sleep 8 hours every night. That leaves me only 16 hours to get it all done. I used to stay up all night long and I'd sleep 3 or 4 hours and it made me sick. And I'm not doing that anymore. So I have 16 hours and I'm going to get it done. So find your one thing. What is the one thing you can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Find that one thing and get to work and then work harder. So I have some homework for you. Last week, I did the podcast for 7 steps to a successful work week. EntreArchitect.com/episode47, 7 steps to a successful work week. The homework was take the first 10 minutes of your day and just sit and be quiet. Don't check your email. Don't answer staff questions. Don't do anything. Just sit for 10 minutes before you start your day. Did you do it? Did you do your homework? This week's homework is to work smarter. I want you just for 1 week. I'm not asking you to commit to anything. I'm just asking you to do 1 week. You don't have to do this permanently. 1 week, turn off the TV. Limit your internet. Schedule your internet time. Turn off the notifications on your telephone. I want you, for homework, to calculate how many hours you found to work harder. And then I want you to go to the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode58 and put that number in the comments. How many hours did you find to work harder? Turn off the TV, limit your internet, turn off your notifications, do whatever else you need to do, whatever's unnecessary, and go figure out how many hours you spend to work harder and put that into the show notes. I'd love to learn how many hours you found to do more work, and you will find that you will be able to be more productive. You'll be able to get more done. You'll be happier. You'll be less stressed. You may even commit to doing it permanently, but that's not what I'm asking you. I'm not asking you to do it permanently. I'm just asking you to do it for 1 week. Let me know how it goes. If you like this episode, please tell all your friends. Send them an email. Send them a link. Turn around to the guy or girl in the next booth over. Tell them about entrearchitect.com. And if you could, just leave me a review at iTunes, entrearchitect.com/iTunes, or search for Entrepreneur Architect in iTunes, and you'll find us there. And just a reminder about Entrepreneur Architect Academy. If you want more information, go to entrearchitect.com/academy. Show notes and a direct download link for this episode of the show will be found at entrearchitect.com/episode58. Until next week, find your purpose, have faith, live with certainty, work hard, and believe you can do it. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. We'll see you next week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination. ¶¶
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.